This is the last week's packet? Yeah.
Thank you.
So, we're going to assume we finished Mechus, unless anyone wants to talk about other Mechus's stuff. There are more Makaros here about vitamins and all sorts of other things. And hemorrhoids and all sorts of things, and are you treating or not treating? We're going to assume they're all a little bit of the same Mahalach, so we'll continue. So if you look just at the chart, we're going to now move on to Cholos in Bosakana. Again, noting that we discussed that there may or may not be a category of Mixas Choli who has this in-between status of a Mechosh and a Cholos in Bosakana. Maybe we'll continue a little bit after. Fine, so it's going to be Cholos in Bosakana, and at the same time, we'll be discussing a Cholos Yesh Bosakana's Aver, and we'll see what a Sakana's Aver is and why we're talking about them together. The main problem is that the Gemaras don't really address this clearly, and they just give you cases, and then the Rishonim have to explain to you why what the Gemara is telling you is Mutter, why what the Gemara is telling you is Usser, based on whatever principle they're going to apply for Cholos Yesh Bosakana or a Cholos Yesh Bosakana's Aver. So just to get through the... Just so we know the halacha l'maisa, before we start, we can just look at the chart, because it's helpful. So, Cholos Ein Bosakana is a derais al yedei Yisrael's aser, right? Because there's no sakana for this person. There is no chance that this person is going to die whatsoever. We are not going to light a violated deraisa. What about a drabanan? So that's also aser. A drabanan, a malacha derais al yedei nachri, a drabanan al yedei nachri, right? Just a mir la'akum, no matter what the malacha is going to be mutter. You only put that in because for the mitzas choli, there's going to be a chiluk. Right, we allow you to take medication, matan trufas, zera mishum refua, it does not apply. Right, and you're allowed to eat things. Amir l'nachri is mutter, bishul akum is mutter, and then the achil is nevela. So what he doesn't have here on this chart is a doraisa bishinui, or a drabanan bishinui, which is what we're going to really have to discuss. That we'll see that the halacha l'maisa that we allow a drabanan for Yisrael to do a drabanan bishinui for cholos ein basakana. And there's going to be a machlokas whether we allow a deoraisa bishinui as well. And there's a little bit of attention in that. If we're allowing, so right, that doesn't really make so much sense. If we're allowing a drabanan bishinui, so why do you need to do a shinui? If we're allowing, if you allow amir l'nachri, amir l'nachri is one drabanan. So if I'm doing the malacha, do I need to do a drabanan? And why is what the gzeir mishum refua? There's a packet. Why in the gzeir mishum refua? So there's no staple. The machine was out. In Gzeira Mishum Refuah, you're allowed to take medications seemingly without a shinui. So that Gzeira Derabanan doesn't require a shinui. Other Gzeiras do require a shinui. So what in the world is going on? So we'll start with, we're really just going through how the Beis Yosef deals with this situation, because the Shulchan Aruch really gives you four opinions on what to do a Cholos Ein Bosakana. He tells you which one to follow, but he does give you all four. So given that they're all quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it seems kedai to go through them to understand what's going on, just to understand where the Rishonim are coming from and why they come to the conclusions that they do. So there are various Gemaras. There are three main Gemaras, and we'll see the Ramban quotes many, many more and tries to give you pshat in what's going on. So there are three Gemaras, and again, it's unclear. So we're going to have two problems. First of all, we're going to have a problem knowing what is these machlas that the Gemara is describing. Just what is that in... Forget scientific terminology. What are they describing? What are these symptoms? Fine. And then, how sick is the patient in question? Is this a yesh bo sakana, ein bo sakana, sakana's aver? Usually, if it's a yesh bo sakana, we'll know because it's clear because there will be a deraisa involved. But if it's an ein bo sakana, so then it's a little bit less clear. So, okay. So if you look here, there's a avodah zarah lamed ches amud beis. About a third of the way up on the right is the first words on the line are Amar of Zutra Bartuvia. So Amar of Zutra Bartuvia, Amar Rav, Ein Shemarda. Mutter lekochla b'shabbos. So we're talking about something happening to this person's eye. Shemarda, it's rebelling, and you're allowed to. What rebelling is? Where's Rashi here? He lets us know. Shemarda Rashi, it's a third white line. Shirotza lotzes ke'adam hamored v'yotze. It's seemingly falling out. It wants to come out. Unclear. You're about the person's seemingly lose. The concern is that the eye will be lost physically. That it's the eyeball seems to have some problem. So mutter lekochla b'shabbes, so you can do this refua, right? Which involves a kochel, has something to do with a blue dye, and you put this blue dye in your eye, and it gets all better. So sover minei hanimili hu deshchike samanim esmo, right? Oh, maybe this is only when you were shochek. So we have to see what's the level of that is. So let's just read the Gemara, and then we'll try to figure out what's going on. Right, so you have the refuah already ready made from yesterday. So there's no gzeir, right? So there's no, you're not actually being, right, forget the gzeir mishum refuah. You're not actually grinding up herbs. Right? But to do a daraisa, right, to be shochek v'samanim, and to carry them through the Rishus HaRabim to get to you, lo. Meaning what we're allowing you to do is be kochel da'ayin, which at most has two, isurim. First of all, is gzeir rishon refuah, and the second is some sort of isur derabanan of kosev, or tzoveya, or something else. There it might be a malacha derabanan involved as well, aside from the gzeir rishon refuah. So the Savarmine is that we will only allow you to do, we will not allow you to do a daraisa, but we will allow you to violate two derabanans, that of kochel and that of the gzeir rishon refuah. So Amar Lehi Hamir Rabbanan of Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, L'didi mefarshim in Rabbi Yehuda, afilu mishchak b'Shabbos v'atui derech Rishus HaRabim, mutar. You can even be shochek l'chadchila on Shabbos and carry derech Rishus HaRabim, meaning violate two daraisas. Right, Rabbi Yehuda shar l'mikhal in b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda allowed it. Amar Lehi Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda, man tzais l'Yehuda, machil Shabbos. If you follow him, you're machal Shabbos. L'sof chash b'eini. Then he himself had a problem. So with his eyes, shalach le shari o asir. So shalach le l'kuli al mishari l'didach asir. He said, everyone else is allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it. You paskin no. So I, unclear to me right now, I will leave this aside. Is he being serious? Is he not being serious? I'm not really really interested right now if he's how serious he's being. But fine. He thinks it's mutter and he thought it was awesome. So the chimididihu, the marshmuali. He's Rashi. Midaiti omer the verse shemachit al yadi. No. It's from Shmuel, the high amta, the havi be marshmuel, the katchaleina bishabsa. So she had a problem with her eyes. And Rashi says the kadcha b'koloshon kedoach eish, some type of a fiery burning sensation. Tzavcha v'legad achas kachba, and she was crying and nobody was paying attention. So pakaena, so her eye fell out. So that doesn't seem very good. So lamachar nafak marshul v'daris ayn shemar da mutar l'kochla b'shabbes. You're allowed to be koychelit b'shabbes, right? So again, we're unclear if what we're allowed to do. So to prevent the eye from falling out. Which seems to be a not a sakanas nefashos, right? The eye fell out, but that's not a sakanas nefashos.
Anything in the eye is a sakanas nefashos. At some point,
you learned this Gemara. We're a little bit slower than you. We have three lines to get.
No, you said this like the other day. Okay, fine.
There's some Yiddish phrase of you see from here that. So hold on. So Mar Shmuel allows us to be kochel the eye b'shabbos to prevent it from falling out. So seemingly to prevent an eye from falling out. You can violate the Gzeir Mishum Refua and the Gzeir Drabanan of Kochel Ha'ayin. So he says, "My taima, the Shuryani de'ena be'uvna tada liba talu." Right? Something having to do with the eye is tali with something having to do with the heart. Right? It tells us when you can, when you can't, how do you know it can, how do you know it can't. But Shuryani de'ena be'uvna tada liba talu. That it has to do with the heart. Something with the eye gives you a sakana in the heart. So even if your eye falling out in itself does not make sakana snafashos, seemingly the fact that it's connected to the heart creates a sakana snafashos. Right? But not because of your vision, because of the heart. Again, just halacha lamaisa. Anyone who has a unilateral vision loss should seek medical attention as a whole sheyesh basakana, because it might be a stroke. Having nothing to do with your vision. Just symptomatic of something else. So the eye gets poked, so then it's we'll deal with it. But just that has nothing. People who have unilateral vision loss, it's sakanas nefashos mamish until you get to the hospital and they say you didn't have a stroke. Now, once it's not a stroke, then it's just your eye, then your vision, and then we have to deal with it. How to deal with eyes and vision and whatever. But just to be clear, that if that happens with old people, sometimes have a stroke. To be aware. Fine. So what do we see from this Gemara? So. Shmuel was Doresh, Ein Shemar the Mutar LeKochla B'Shabbos. So if I had to figure out what is he allowing you to do on Shabbos, it sounds like he's allowing this to draw a banan only, right? The Gzeir Mishum Refuah and the Kochel, and he's giving me a Sakanas Nefashos reason. So it's a little bit strange. I'm allowed to mutar l'kochla b'shabbos because it's sakanas nefashos. So am I only allowed to mutar l'kochla b'shabbos, or can I even do a daraisa? It would have a hard time believing that Shmuel is trying to tell us here that you can't do a daraisa. You can only do a derabanan because of that. So it's a little bit unclear. What do we get from this? So are we? What about if it's just the? What if it wasn't shigane de'ena but even the deliba? Just we just see toast was quickly shigane de'ena beliba talu. Here's a different gears a little bit. So perish I contrast me'or ha'ayin tolui b'tarfishay deliba. The vision is Talui. Where's the Ches? So he has a different word. He has a little bit different. Not Talui, but if you look in the Bach, Meurin v'ochazin betarfa she'alev. Right? It's actually the Me'or ha'ayin. I don't think he's speaking about the conceptual idea of vision, but seemingly physically part of the eye, is Me'urin v'ochazin. They're actually connected physically with something connected to the heart, right? And I guess if you wanted to draw such a string, you could. It wouldn't be obvious. I don't think there's anything obviously connecting the eye to the heart directly. The eye goes to the brain. The optic nerve is one of the cranial nerves. It goes to the cranial nerve number two. It goes straight from the eye to the brain. That's seemingly the only thing that's connected, but then the brain goes into the spinal cord, and I guess you could... But by that token, then the eye is also connected to the toe and to the finger and to every other part of your body. But I don't know what it means. So says, no. What you see has to do with what you understand. Okay, so it's a more of a conceptual idea that vision is totally an understanding. And, Shriyani Bishin, Kamoa Shirin of Lakarov.
But your lave is not totally an understanding.
No, your lave is what is necessary for understanding. Meaning, they thought the mind was in the heart, right? They thought the mind was in the heart. So what you see, I mean, it's more of a hashkafik vart. But what you're able to see is only what you're able to understand. If you don't understand what you're seeing, then you don't really see it. What does that mean? Okay, fine, right? You have to be interesting. And right, they just give you the rise of what the word could mean. But if that's true, if it's the Riyas Ayim Tali B'Havanas Halev, how does that let me violate Shabbos for anything whatsoever? What heter does that allow me to do? I understand if it's Tali Mamish in the lave, and if it falls out, so as I pull on one of the strings, that's Tali to the lave, and that could be bad. I don't know what it is, so I'm assuming it sounds bad. So it could be a Sakanas Nefasha, so then we'll allow you to do X, because Sakanas Nefasha. If it's Tali B'Havanas Halev, it's hard to say that if you lose your eye, you then have no Havana. It's unclear to me what would exactly happen. Especially because, I have no idea. Anyway, so the rush on this Gemara.
But that's good to read the Gemara, because we're only talking about it in a Siddur Bar, right?
And if it wasn't totally believed in having a Salev, so it would be Aser? So let's see the rush inside for a minute. So the rush on the next page, the rush here on the Vatazara. Right, what does that help me? That allows me, that says an Issa Daraisa. So an Issa Daraisa allows me to do X. Right, it seems like a Sakanas Nefashos, seemingly, right? That's what I thought. What is Ayin Shemarda? What level is that? Is that going to be it's not a Cholos HaYesh Bo Sakana, right? Oh, it's only a Cholos HaYesh Bo Sakana because of Shirana De'in Abilda De'liba. So it's either Cholos HaYesh Bo Sakana, or we're going to create this concept of a Sakanas Aver, right? It seems like a Sakanas Aver actually going to lose the eye. We're going to temper the notion of Sakanas Aver in the future to you don't actually have to lose limbs to be Bechal Sakanas Aver. Reb Chaim Noz is going to say that it has to do with just losing the functionality of that limb. It doesn't actually have to fall out. But here the eye is actually falling out. So that would certainly be a Sakana Zaver. So if you look in the Rosh, Simin Yud in Parak Beis Putzar. So Amarav Zudra Bartuvi Amarav. Ayn Shemar Demut Dabu Kochla B'Shabes. Savar Minei Hechid Ishchikis Amoni B'Esmol Aval Mishchuk Samoni B'Shabes V'Aisi Yidun Derech Shuz Arabim Lo Amal Eber Man Reveo Kashbele Didi B'Farshali Just Koin Gemara Minei Dorav Yehuda Afilim Shachik Samoni B'Shabes Ayn Derech Shuz Arabim Shari My Taima. So you see he quotes it differently. Right? But he's quoting already differently. Right, the machlokas, can you bring it through the Rishus HaRabim or not? Right? I'm going to have everybody, right? You can even, I didn't read the Rishus HaRabim, sorry. My time is Shiyake Deina Beliba Talion, Vika Sakanas Nefashos. So the only reason you can carry it through the Rishus HaRabim and Mishchak Samonim and Shabbos is because of Sakanas Nefashos. Right? That's seemingly what Shmuel needed. He needed you to make the Samonim for him. And so that's Sakanas Nefashos, and therefore you need the fact that it's Sakanas, you need to tell me that in order to matter. Kigon my Amar Vida Kigon Dama Diriya Vidza Vidimata Vikadacha Vitchilat Uchla. Lafuge Sofuchla, right? That's the end of that Gemara. We skipped that. What are the symptoms of when this can happen or not happen? I'm not terribly interested because I don't understand what they are. Uptsucha ain't a delo. Fine. So we're up to the 1, 2, 3, the fourth line here where it gets a little bit wide. So he tells you when. So it seems like the only reason you can violate a daraisa is because Sakanas Nefashos. So Shamina Mehacha, Dimashu Sakanas Aver. Right, if it was just the eye alone, ain mechalalin alav esas Shabbos b'isur daraisa, aval b'isur derabanan mechalalin. Right, so what if it's sakanas eiver? The eye is going to fall out. Before I knew that shoryana de'ena b'libatalu, so then I would have said, oh, likchol es ha'ayin, doing a straight derabanan is mutter, but being shochik samanim carrying derech shesarabim is aser. Right? The only reason I'm allowed to do that is because the eye is connected to the heart in some way, so it kind of fashions. Dafil ki shchikis amanim esmol, nami ikai sir drabanan. Right? Even if the some of them are ready from yesterday, this is drabanan. He's leaving the kochel part out of it. You're violating yisid drabanan gzera refua. The kol refua asir mishum shchikat samanim. V'achanani kol tzarchai chol anasin al deovid kochavim b'sha... Fine. Okay, hold on. Right? There's nisid, even being kochel da'ayin has nisid rabbanan. So we're allowing you to do nisid rabbanan, but not in lisid daraisa. V'achanami kol tzarchai chol anasin al deovid kochavim b'shabes. We'll see that more in a minute. Right? Chol shem hazagan, you can do amir l'nachri. V'lo shanilon... Bein shvus the is be maisa, this was the lace be maisa. We're going to see the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Kaf Tes says, let's see now. It should be not the next two pages from now. So let's take a look. Then we'll get back to the rush. Sorry, we'll commercial break. Okay, so if you look at the first white lines, this is about Yoledes. We'll get to Yoledes maybe later in the year. So Amri Nehardai in the middle of the line. Chaya, meaning a lady who just gave birth, Gimel Zayin Velamed. So there are three shirim of when she of stages in her recuperation. So Gimel, the first 3 days, Bein Amr Tzrichani, Bein Amr Lo Tzrichani, Mechal Nelas HaShabbos. Whether she thinks she needs it, she doesn't think she needs it. She says explicitly she doesn't need it. It sounds like, right? Amra Lo Tzrichani, I don't need it. You still Mechal Shabbos for her on her behalf. She's considered a Cholos Yesh Basakana. I called her by definition. We'll see what happens. So she's halachically defined as a chol sheyesh basakana. So what if the doctor says no, it's okay? So what if she's within 3 days of Yom Kippur? So if she's a chol sheyesh basakana, so then she can eat. So what does that mean? She can eat or she has to eat? What if the doctor says, you know, I don't see any medical risk right now if she doesn't eat, she can fast. Right? She has an IV already going. She's in the hospital. She'll be fine if she fasts. There is absolutely no risk to her eating. So what would you say? You can't be wrong, because there's some people on all sides of the coin.
Go for it.
She can eat. She certainly can eat. The Gemara says she can eat.
She can eat.
Oh, you're saying, no, she can eat as a chumra, as a chiddush also? The doctor says she doesn't have to? The doctor says she doesn't have to? Really, everything should be a sakana based on what the doctor says? Kamash malon, it's not a sakana based on what the doctor says. Is she allowed to fast? Is she, well, that's, I mean, no, but is she supposed to or not
if
supposed
I
to?
If I say that she can eat even if the doctor says that she doesn't have to, does that mean that I also have to say it's usher for her to eat, for her to fast?
I don't know. It might. If you're telling me that she has to eat because if she may eat because she's a cholos yeshbo, you're saying, once you define as a cholos yeshbo sakana, you have to eat on Yom Kippur, you have no right to fast. Which is Ravadi's position. He says that she's defined as a cholos yesh basakan, even if the doctor says otherwise, and therefore she has to eat. Whereas Rav Sternbach says, no, she's allowed to eat. And if the doctor says she doesn't have to, she can choose whether she can eat, she wants to eat or not to eat. She can make that decision on her own. Which is a little bit strange, right? Because what are you saying? You're telling me that...
You're saying the doctor doesn't really...
The doctor, decide. You're saying it's not a medical question, it's a halachic question, and the cholos yesh basakan now has the right to determine whether I can eat or can't eat. Either the doctor defines. So we have two types of cholos yesh basakana. Rav Nissim Karelis will say this at some point. We have cholos yesh. We started with mechus, right? Sorry, and the other shirim starting the other way. We started mechus, so we didn't get to that yet. So he says there are two types of cholos yesh basakana. Cholos yesh basakana where the doctor tells me it's basakana. Cholos yesh basakana where the chazal tell me where they're basakana. And if chazal tell me where they're basakana, the doctor has no relevance to this shaykhus whatsoever. I have to just do whatever I have to do. So how can. It's a little bit strange. Rav Sternbach is sort of skirting the fence. Meaning, yes, it's a cholos or yeshbo sakana, and we'll allow you to eat ever shus, but as long as there's no real danger, we don't force you to.
Right, because you're not putting your... Because it would probably only be usher to fast if you're a cholos or yeshbo sakana if there was risk in fasting. But if you're not doing anything harmful to your health,
so what's
then
the, so
it's not like well, you're making
so
your...
So then why is it mutter?
Hold on, phrase it differently.
Because halakhically you're...
I understand, so you're playing both sides.
Yeah.
If you have a cholos yesh basakana, that eating doesn't help the person. Like, that's not their fault.
Fine, so that would be fine. But you're eating... Right, okay, so then it might not be helpful. You might not be allowed to.
So in that case, you would be or would not be allowed to fast?
So that's machlokes Reb Chaim and the rest of the planet. I think. So what about the following scenario? So we pass in, I think...
We pass in like this Gersa in the Gemara? There's another Gersa...
Yeah, do we pass in
the... Leave that aside for me. Whether she said or she didn't say something about Machlokes Rishonim. So let's say we pass in, so she has 3 days. So what does 3 days mean? three halachic days. If she gives birth 5 minutes before skia, she only has 5 minutes. Or we hold 72 hours. So most of us can hold 72 hours. So let's say 72 hours and Yom Kippur night, right? After Kol Nidre. So what does she do? No. So she fasts. She's allowed to eat until she gave birth at 8 p.m. She's allowed to eat until 8 p.m., 72 hours later. Right? And at 8:11 p.m., she has to start fasting. So according to the Shita that she's has to eat, does she have to eat before 8 p.m.? She ate dinner at 5, and the Yom Tov starts at 6. Does she have to eat between 6 and 8? Is there like a mitzvah? Like how much does, is there a shear? How much does she have? Meaning, you tell me she's not allowed to fast, so, but she's not hungry.
She's not fasting for all day.
But she's not even hungry. If we're being Taila the Rishus in the Chiyuv, so she's allowed to, so she has to eat then too? Well, she have to eat Kazayas, I mean, it's the opposite of, she has to do Shiurim?
It seems like the Isser to fast would be a whole fast.
That's not true, because Isser to fast in Yom Kippur is every moment. I mean, once you broke the fast, you have to keep fasting, as opposed to the other Tzomos, where once you broke the fast, you're not fasting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, once you broke the other fast, you're not supposed to, go, have a party, but you're allowed to keep eating. Whereas on Yom Kippur, it's every moment. Every moment's a new chiyuv. And so that's how classically they say it over. So you have to, okay.
But I'm saying it doesn't make sense to say that when it's usher for someone to fast, they have to be eating every second.
Right, that doesn't make any sense. They should eat when they're hungry. So too, Reb Sternbach might be saying, she can say, I'm not hungry. I mean, she will be, so that's a question. She will be hungry, but fine. Anyway, fine. So Gimel ben Amratzichani or ben Lo Amratzichani Mechalan Asa Shabbos Zayin. Right, the first 7 days, meaning the following 4 days. Amratzichani Mechalan Asa Shabbos. Amr Lo Tzichani and Mechalan Asa Shabbos. We ask her, does she need it or not? Lamid, meaning the next 23 days, right? 30 minus 27. Okay. Afilo Amratzichani and Mechalan Asa Shabbos. You're not about to Mechal Shabbos. Whereabal Osno De Armoi. You're allowed to do Amir Le Nochri on her behalf. Kedamar Kederav Ula Breder of Ila. The Amar, Kol Tzarchei Chola Nasin Al Deir Mai B'Shabbos. Right? Okay? Kol Tzarchei Chola, you can do Al Deir Mai B'Shabbos. Because Rav Himnuno, Damar Rav Himnuno, Davar She'ein Bo Sakana, Omer Lenochri Ve'Ose. Right? So you're allowed to do Amir Lenochri on her behalf for the 30 days, based on the fact that for a Davar She'ein Bo Sakana, seemingly for a person who has some condition where Ein Bo Sakana, you can do Al Yedei Amira L'Nachri. So now the Rush wants to know, so here we see you can do Amira L'Nachri, seemingly no, and we're assuming that this woman is together a Cholosh Ein Bo Sakana, it's based on that, yeah.
I'm saying in the first two cases, is it preferable to do Amira L'Nachri if that's an option, or we just don't want to say you could go?
We didn't talk about it. We're starting from Mechus, we said. We're going up. We haven't touched Cholosh Ein Bo Sakana. We'll get there. We will. I'm not being doiched. It's a machlokas. That's why I'm not being doiched. Fine. So it seems like you can do anything you want. Everything, or is it? And it sounds like the only heter is amir l'nachri. Right. On the one hand, you can ask a nachri to do whatever you want. On the other hand, you're seemingly only allowed to amir l'nachri. So amir l'nachri has this interesting status because on one hand, it might be divrei kabbalah, right? It might be v'davrei. So why is amir l'nachri aser? Okay, so Amir al-Nachri generally is also for one of three reasons, right? So the Rambam says that we shouldn't be a Mekel in the Mizal zone in the Chumras of Shabbos, right? If we ask Nachrim to do everything for us, then we will not take Shabbos so seriously, and seemingly we may come to violate Shabbos ourselves because we won't be Machs of the Yisurim so much. Rashi in two different places gives two different answers. In one place he says it's a problem of Vedaber Davar, right? The Amira itself is Aser because you're talking about doing Malacha, and I'll talk about doing Malacha on Shabbos. Or, at one point he says, it might be a form of shlichus. The Rabbanim were machshir shlichus l'chumra by a guy sometimes. And here they were, at least shlichus l'chumra. The nafkamina would be, what if he did Amir al-Nachri before Shabbos? Right, he told him, on Shabbos, please do X. So, for v'daber davar, you didn't violate v'daber davar, because v'daber davar only applies on Shabbos. But the shlichus could apply well before Shabbos as well. So for the Rambam, you might be makel, Shabbos may be more kal, it sounds like you could expand it before Shabbos.
But the Rambam says it's usher, though.
Before Shabbos?
I think before Shabbos and on Shabbos, to do malacha after Shabbos, I think he says both.
Right, I'm saying it makes sense, because the fact that Shabbos will be kal be'inenu makes sense even if I do Friday afternoon.
Right.
Shabbos will still be kal be'inenu. And certainly if it's a gzera, then v'davar davar is a little bit harder, but if it's a gzera, then it makes sense that gzera is many of the gzera start before Shabbos. Whereas the malachas d'rabbanan don't really start before Shabbos. We'll see if Shechter will have such a chiluk. The gzeres d'rabbanan can start before, whereas the malachas don't really start before. You can't have malachas Shabbos before, whereas you can have shehi or chazara, which might be, depending on how you view them. If that's a gzera, like an iser matzav or something, it can start before Shabbos. And the shita of tos with some rashi there. Fine. So here it seems to be limited to Amir El Nachri. So we saw from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah at least, that you could do Likhol Asa'ayim, which is a straight Malacha Drabana, not Amir El Nachri. So the rest wants to know. He says the color of fuas the hachanami kol tzarche kol nasin l'deol v'yekol chavim b'shabbos, right? V'lo shani lan ben shuus de'is b'maisa l'shuus de'is b'maisa l'shuus de'is b'maisa. Shuas the lace b'maisa is a mirlo nochri. I'm not actually doing anything. So you see, in Shabbos kol chavtes, it says you could do mirlo nochri. In Avodah Zarah l'am chesmet beis, it says you could do kol chalas a'ayin. It means any issa d'rabban is mutter. Right? Bein a mirlo nochri, bein a straight issa d'rabban violating. So far all we know from him is that you're violating the gzera refua. Right? It's only the gzera refua. But you could violate that also. Oh, shema ika l'fluge ben chisaron evre l'chol she'im bo sakana. Or alternatively, maybe, really, 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 for Cholos Eim Bosakana, the only thing that's mutter is Amir Lenochri, which is what the Gemara in Shabbos said. But here, this is a Chisaron Avery. He's going to lose a limb, and therefore we may up the ante and allow him to do even a straight Isidra Rabbanan. Kida Amar and Erevin, Ein Machzin Rotiya B'Medina. Right? You're not allowed to return. If you have a bandage that falls off, you can't put it back on Shabbos, because it's a Gzeir Refuah, right, B'Medina. But B'Mikdash is going to be Mutter, because there's no Inshmas B'Mikdash, etc., etc. O Shema, Chazaras Ratiya L'Maka, Leka Chola, Elech Shash B'Alma. So why is it Aser? Right, so this is Drabanan. So we're going to now see all these cases throughout Shas, that what are we allowing the Chola to do and not allowed to do? And we say, oh, so maybe that seems like an Issa Drabanan to put it back, Mishum Refuah, and it's Aser. So you see, you're not allowed to do a straight, you're not allowed to violate the Issa Refuah B'Shabbos for Chola She'im B'Sakana. Or no, or you tell me, Oshema chazur like a chole elach shas be'alma lachi l'sharina be'shuas de'tu ma'isa. Or maybe that's not talking about a chole she'im b'sakana at all. That's a meichus. So a meichus, we're certainly not going to allow you to do anything. So now we still have this tension: are we going to allow you to violate an issur d'rabbanan straight out? So far, the way the Rush sets it up, it's not really an issur d'rabbanan straight out. It's a gzeir d'rabbanan of refuah. We have a gzeir d'rabbanan of amir el nachri, which we will allow, and we have a gzeir d'rabbanan of refuah. And his only question is, are we going to allow you to violate the gzeir of refuah? Not actually a malacha d'rabbanan. The way he set it up is only a gzeir refuah. So others we will see, we'll talk more about the issur d'rabbanan per se of being kochal. What about malachas d'rabbanan? Fine. So that's where the Rush leaves it as he doesn't really answer the question so much. So if you look in the Ran is in Shabbos. It's on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis and Daf Harif. In Shmona Shratzim deals with all sorts of interesting medical zachin. So if you look in the Rif here, the Rif, the first white line. So Garcia Perik Ema Amidim, which we saw Behema, Ema Amidim Behema. Sorry, that's Perik. Amar Rezud Rav Tovia Amar Rav Ein Shemar Demutar Lekochal B'Shabbos Saver Minei Hanimi Lishchikas Saman Emesmo. Aval Mishchik Vatuei Lo. Right, you're allowed to be Kochal Ein only when the medication is prepared, but you're not allowed to be prepared with medication on Shabbos and violated that right. So Amar Lehu Amid Rabban Levar Meakov Shmei Ledidim Farsh Liminei Demar Yehuda Afilu Mishchik Vatuei Mershus Arav Nami. You are allowed to violate Mishchik Vatuei Mershus also, and we know that Gemara is going to say because Ein Shemar I Shuryan Medeina Beunet Libetalo. So fine. So if you look in the Ran here on the side, Ein Shemar Da Shemar Tzalotzi Skadam Shemar Biotzi. Avol Mishlag Vatui Derech Shesarim Lo Ksal Kadaitach Lav Sakan Snafash Su El Sakan Sivaron. Right. The only problem is that you're going to lose your eye. You'll be blind, but blind at least in one eye. But you will. It's no Sakan Snafash. So Avol Mishlag Vatui. The first time of the Gemara, Mishlag Deshoyan the Dein Beliot Halu Beisa Sakan Snafash. Right. Exactly like we learned the Gemara. Fine. Umehashem Inu the Mishlag Sakan Sivar Echad Ein Mechal Nesabes Ela Im Kei Bedavar Sakan Misa. Right, you're not. If it's ayin, if you're just going to lose your eye, you can't violate Shabbos until we knew that uvnata the shiryan the deina uvnata the libatalo. The time of the shiryan the deina libatalo halav hachi mishum sakanas oketz. I guess oketz means you're losing your eye. Lo, umishum sakanas yivaron bilchud ein mechalanta Shabbos. Right, that's what you would. That's the conclusion you would come to. V'shamina nami yohad the chol hechad ikas sakanas ever afal bishay ein matirim bo melacha shel Torah melacha shel divrei sofer matirim bo. Right, because you can be kochel. Afilu de Israel, shari afilu hecha de shachik samani meesmol shvush al divrei miyeshbuk zeir mishum shchikat samani afilu achi shari leil de Israel. Right, you're allowed to violate the Yisrael Rabban of refuah for him because his eye is falling out. Vayinami damrinan lekaman besof chaves kopmem chazamanal of machzirin tashaver b'shabes right? You can, if you broke an arm, you can set it back in place on Shabbos. So he's saying, why? So that's one of the other, that's not one of the three that I brought, but that's another Gemara. Machzir and Sashar v'Shabbos, I, that's Refuah. Right? And it's a Malacha Drabanan, seemingly of Refuah. It's only something Refuah, but it's a Drabanan. And so what level of this Chola is he? So the Ran says he's a Sakanas Eiver. So for Sakanas Eiver, you can do it in the Drabanan. Right? Because his arm seemingly is not working properly. Because it needs to be set back. The Kevin Shanu Matir Meshavusa de Israel. Right, so Kolshikim will allow you to do Amir Lenachri. He says Amir Lenachri, it doesn't matter what level Isser you're going to do. It's just a good call to know. He says a Drabon and Ali Day Yisrael is more Chomer than a Shavuos Ali Day Nachri. So whatever you can ask a Nachri to do is always going to be better. If the option in front of you is going to be a Melacha Drabon by you or a Melacha Daraisa by a Nachri, you should ask the Nachri to do Melacha Daraisa. So now, fine. So you said, why am I still bothering you about this? Because of the rest of this. Umiyuki sharina filu shvus adei Yisrael hani mile heichad ikas sakanas ever. Right, all these are sakanas ever. You can lose your eye or your arm is not functioning. Right, that's like the way he read the Gemara in Shabbos Kofim Ches. Aval cholish ein bo sakanas nefesh velo sakanas ever. Right, so okay, fine. So just some cholish is because he has a flu. Ein bo sakana nei deshari le melecha gemura le nachri. Will allow you to do an Amir al Nachri, because that's the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chavtes, right? Because Amir and Perek Mefanin, Tzarchi Chol Nasin al-Dei Nachri b'Shabbos that we saw, Eim Atirin lo'ali de Yisrael afilu shuas al-Divreim, we will not allow you to violate any of the Rabbanan. Amir al Nachri, yes, but that's the limit. V'ray al-Davar, right? Mida Amir and Perek Yomtiv Shechal, right? The Gemara in Beitza. I didn't photocopy it. I should bring that next time. Amei marshar la mikchal ein ami nachri b'shabes. You're allowed to be kochal and ayin from a nachri b'shabes, right? It sounds like all day Yisrael. No. Amar le Ravashi, my daitech the Amar Ravula, brother of Eli, kol sarchol asin al day nachri b'shabes. You can do anything you want all day nachri b'shabes, right? It's you can do any for a chol shein basakana. So hani mila hechad lo kamesai b'hadei. Umaru kamesai b'hadei. They call amitzu patach, right? But I, how is that mutter? Even though you're allowed to do mirla nachri. You're not allowed to miss Sayaya. When he puts the kochel in the eye, and you have to participate in some way by blinking in a certain way, opening and closing your eye. So, mashni misayim b'mamish. Fine. Okay. So, this is the mandamer that misayim b'mamish. What you're doing is not part of the maisa at all. It's amira l'nochri. The only thing you're allowed to do is amira l'nochri. Vare isuri shel kochel eino elamid rabbanon. Right? The isur of being kochel itself, leaving aside the refuah shebo, is only drabbanon. Right? He's leaving aside the refuah now. But the Isra Kuki, the Isra Perkan Matznia, right? It's either a derivative of Kosev or a derivative of Tzoveya. The Filu Hachi Lo Sharia Ele De Nachri. Right? You're only, even though it's an Isra Drabanan, you're only allowed to do Amir Le Nachri. Right? In Achinami, the Nachri could have done the Daraisa. Right? It's a Cholesh Eim Basakan. You could have done the Nachri to do a Daraisa. But it's an Isra Drabanan. Right? And you're only allowing me to do it Ali Day Nachri. Why not Ali Day Yisrael? So you see that Yisrael cannot do an Issa Drabanan for a Cholosh Eimbo Sakana. Right? Hechad, Vefilu Achi Lo Shari Ali Day Nachri. Hechad Aleka Filu Sakanas Ever. Alma, the Cholosh Eimbo Sakanas Ever. Ein Srachav Nasin Ali Day Nachri. Sorry, did I read that right? Vefilu Achi Lo Shari Ali Day Nachri. Hechad Aleka Filu Sakanas Ever. Alma, the Cholosh Eimbo Sakanas Ever. Drachav Nasin Ali Day Nachri. Avala Day Yisrael Klau. Right, you're not allowed to have Yisrael do it at all. I'm sorry, Ein Tzarchav Nasin Ella Ali Dei Nachri. Apologize, I lost the word Ella. I got confused. Right, Cholos Ein Basakan. They can do Amir LaNachri, but you cannot violate a straight up Isra Drabanan. Umistaber Dachisharinon Lu Lomar Ali Dei Nachri Hanimidu B'Cholos Unofel Machmas Choli LeMishkan. Okay, so what are we talking about? It has to be someone who's Nofel Machmas. What kind of Chol is? Is Nofel Machmas Choli LeMishkan? We didn't really define the Cholos Ein Basakan. We will. I thought it would be Kedai to do that at the end. After we see all the cases, maybe we'll see, maybe we'll find the common denominator. But he's saying someone who's falling into bed. But if he's getting up and walking around normally, we call that a mechosh ba'alma, so then not. Right? For a mechosh ba'alma, right? Even things that a healthy person can do, a mechosh can't. We saw that if what you're doing is clearly for refuah, if your teeth are hurting, you can't use chometz to clean them up, to take care of it, to alleviate the pain, because it looks like you're doing mishum refuah. Right? When there's a mechosh b'alma, you can't do anything at all to help yourself. So let's just finish this. So v'dim tzeis alamin, the chol sheyesh bo sakana, we're going to summarize. Kol tzrachav nasin al-dei gdoli Yisrael. Okay, we knew that, right? We did, I know we didn't talk about it, but that's the halacha. We mentioned that with the Yisrael, right? Okay. V'yotzei. Ein bo sakanas nefesh, ala sakanas ever, tzrachav v'mlachas d'oraisa nasin al-dei nochri. U'b'shal divrayim afil al-dei Yisrael. Right? So, if it's sakanas ever, you can do an iser, you can do an iser d'rabanan. Right? If it's a chol not sakanas aver, you can only do a miral nachri. So he says that is the shita of the Ramban, which we will see is not necessarily completely 100% true. Because we see that we have the Taurus Adam, we can see in time, we'll see that's not actually what the Rabban, maybe that's one interpretation of what the Ramban said, but it doesn't seem to be very likely. So let's stop here.
So someone who comes in with his eye.
See, when Halach Lamaisa, we're not actually following this run. So Halach Lamaisa, we're going to allow you to do a Shvister, we're going to allow you to do a Shvister Rabban on the machinery. And the question is, I is Sakanas Aver.
Ron just said that you're allowed to, for Sakanas Aver.
For Sakanas Aver, you can do a Drabanan straight, which we will pass in like, but we're going to also pass in for Aver Sakana, you can do a Drabanan machinery, as opposed to what the Ron said.
I mean, more Mikkel than the Ron.
More Mikkel than the Ron. Even, and we're going to say that actually
how
the Sheet of
the
Ron.
More Mikkel than the Ron.
The Ron said for Aver Sakana, you can only do a Miral Nachri, but Israel can't do anything. And we're going to let Israel do it.
Sakanas Aver is more.
Is more. Sakanas Aver is worse than Aver Sakana.
Okay,
in the Ron and the Ramban Sheetah, the level is going to be Meichus, Eibos Sakana, Sakana's Aver, Yeshbos Sakana. And it gets a little bit fuzzy where Sakana's Aver fits in.
So the Maisa for, if you need to do a deal Raisa for Sakana's Aver.
So we can, so you can't do the Raisa for Sakana's Aver.
Uh-huh.
Bishinui.
If you're a doctor. Your doctor,
you're still bound by what it says in the Torah that you have to keep Shabbos. Mechalel Amos Yumos, it says.
La Maisa, how do people do that? Like,
don't work on Shabbos.
I mean, what? Yeah.
Residencies,
so,
whatever. So
they're not all sakana savers. Also, and there are plenty of derises being done for non sakana savers and for chol sheyesh mem sakana for mechus ba'alma. So that's a separate story. But we'll see. There's a machlokas whether you can do there's a machlokas by chol sheyesh bo sakana whether you can do a derisa b'shinui, right? A derisa b'shinui. So Rishama Zalman seems to say he doesn't like it, but he says for a sakana saver I'll allow it because it's one step up. So the derisa b'shinui you could pull off, but a derisa straight you wouldn't be able to pull off for a sakanas aver. So what about an eye? Do we treat an eye like a sakanas aver or a yesh bo sakana? Right, because that seems to be the ikur thing. So I'll find you. I'll get makaras for you. So the sugya. So some say it's sakanas aver. There's no sakana. And some say Chazal told us it's a sakana. So there's a sakana. So what if you then hold? What if you hold? Do these sheets have to go together? So in this makarelit skirts the issue. We'll get to that point. We'll get to it. If you say that it's sakanas nefashis mamish, right? What if, so then it's a machlokas by, what are you allowed to do for chol sheyesh basakana? Are you only allowed to do that which prevents the sakana, or are you allowed to do kol shar tzrachav, that he also needs also, which doesn't mean everything for him, but at least treat all of his ailments. So let's say you hold like Rashi, and you can only treat the sakana itself. Then the guy comes in with the eye problem, and you can only treat the sakana itself, and the sakana itself is his heart. So I'm not really sure what you've limited the doctor to do now. You can give him an EKG, right? It's going to be a chumra, it's going to be a kula to allow you to check his heart for absolutely no reason. But it's going to be a chumra gedola to, you can't do anything else. Because you can only do the rices to prevent the sakana. Unless you say shartar, you have to take alternative approaches to deal with this. Some posts can say it's the raisa. Rav Eliashiv in the, Ritzik Zilberstein quotes him as saying, look, there's no real sakana, so there's no real, so he says, no, Chazal said it, it's the raisa, you can do whatever you want. And at the end he's like, yeah, but maybe not, because there's no real sakana. So I don't know what you do with that. I'll find you the piece, and it's in Shirei Torah L'Rofim. It was obviously in the Shabbos section. So I want to finish this part, and then we'll talk about the eye in the next part.